we are continuing our shiurim on Shah Kavanot. We are again still in Birkat HaShachar, at the beginning of the Arizal Shah Kavanot. We are right now on Daf Ayin Hey in the Tiv HaKavanot. And let's continue. In Yanam Hu Ki Hine Bekol Laila Kasher Adam Mafkid Nishmato B'Yad Malchut Elyona בסוד ביד רחב קידוחי, הנה היא מחדשת אותה בסוד חדשים לבקרים, או מי שנסתלק ממנו לבושו, נותנום אליו בבוקר בחינת לבוש, או מי שיש לו לבוש אלא שנחלש, היא נותנת כוח בלבוש ההוא, ושני בחינות אלו נעשות בעת הבוקר בסוד חדשים לבקרים. ואבנזן. Let me explain to you what's going on. We're talking about over here the bracha of מלביש הרומים and the bracha of הנותן להם כוח. Why were these two brachot initiated by Chazal? The reason why is that if somebody were to make a chet chazal shalom, and by doing a chet, his levush, his spiritual covering of his neshama would leave him. Thereby, by saying this bracha, he would then get a new levush. Hanotela koach was for the purpose of somebody didn't do such a big avera, and therefore his levush had not left him, but rather has been weakened. So by saying the bracha of Hanotela koach, that will rejuvenate that levush. In order to help him strengthen his original levush, and it continues on page Ayin Vav. Chidush zeh nase al yedei shemkel. Now, what is exactly? How technically are we going to get this rejuvenation, or are we going to get this new levush? So he says, shemkel hameorer baboker besod hachesed. In the morning, there's a new shefa called kel. Bekemo, which is bechinat chesed, kemo shkatuv chesed kel kol hayom. Chesed is predominant all the day, the whole day. Besod byashkem Avram baboker, and we know that Avram is chesed. He got up early in the morning. But besod mashi be'arnu, amashi tiknu bebikat veyotzer or hamechadesh b'tuvah b'chol yom tami ma'aseh v'reshit ein sham. Hine zeh sod inyan amalbush. Kimalbush gematria or penikel. The gematria of malbush is exactly or penikel. Shusod shemkel, which is the sod of shemkel, because penikel, the aleph and the lamed. Buusod shin ayin chet nuurim asher bepanim ha'elyonim. And these are the 378 lights coming from the panim ha'elyonim, from the upper face. It's going to explain this more at length later on. Again, same gematria chashmal. Levush abina hamalbeshet et zun. This is going to be levush of bina, which is on top of zun. Veleze techaven beomrecha malbish arumim. Now the reason how we have all this descend upon us, shin ein chet neurim, this chashmal and all this is through the words of Malbish Arumim. El Malbush Aniskar Vakol Nimshach Meshem Kel. Everything comes from the Shem Kel. Vohine Kol Shnei Shemot Kel Bimiluim Olim Migmat Chishinai. And the way it's done is that if you take the Milui of Kel, which is the source of this new Shefa, the Milui is going to be 370 Shin Ayin, because Aleph Lamed Pei is the Aleph, and Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet. All those letters together, excuse me, will give you the gematria of 370. Im Shmona Otiyot Kel, which is again Lamed Aleph Lamed Pei Lamed Mem Dalet Harishin Ayin Aleph Shin Ayin. Because you add all the letters together as well, that means Aleph Lamed, that's two. Aleph Lamed Pei, which is represents the Aleph, is 5, and then lamed mem pe, sorry, lamed mem dalet is another 3. That's 5 and 3 is 8. So altogether, you're going to have shin ein chet gematria malbush. Kibay yedat mashamur b'sabad mishpatim b'pasuk b'bigdoba ki alevush neshama nimshach meshem eloka. Shepirushahu kel, which is aleph lamed and vav hey, ki malbush nimshach meshem aleph lamed le, it goes to vav hey shem zu nikra vav hey shach nizbaya bikad malbish arurumim. Excuse me. Shinit kara keneged mi shenispashed me'alav legamre malbush kedusha hareyu mitchadesh adav beboker legamre. So let me explain to you what's going on here. So let's do this with the Tiva Kavanot. Let's look at Shin Mem Chet. I'm not going to read the bold print. I'm just going to read the small print. So Tevat Malbush, he gematria kecheshbon shtei Tevot or Pinikel. The gematria of Malbush is exactly the gematria of or Pinikel. Hashem or Pinikel meramez al Shem Kel. Or Pinikel is exactly the remez to Kel. Now Kel Murumas al Shinain Chet Nuhurim. Kel is Murumas to the 378 lights. Nimsai betoch betchei tapuchim da arampin. We found it in the two cheeks of arampin. Malbush hu gematch chashmal. It's the same gematch. Chashmal hu malbush alevush shel bina nikra ima. And chashmal, which is the levush, we said, is the levush, is the covering of bina, which is called ima. Ima he meluveshet et zun meluvush chashmal zun, and ima is meluveshet et zun. We have to follow the sequence over here. Right? It's a flow of ideas, one after the other. Let's continue. When shin nun dalet now. Lachen kishitomar bikad malbish omerim. Therefore, when you come along with considering everything that we said so far, when you start saying the words malbish omrim the bracha techaven el malbush nizkar, you have to think about that levush that we're talking about. Malbish belashon levush, dainu sheem orot panim shel arir. We're going to bring down, what do we bring? We bring down the panim of arir. Hem alevush nimshach, hen alevush nimshach mebina. They're on the levush of the bina, lehalbish et zun, or misham lehalbish et nishmateinu. So what's happening over here exactly is that the levush of ima, that means ima's protective seal, is coming over and protecting over za. So mida kenege mida mad. So when that is happening, that is also implicating us, and not the shefa that we're going to be receiving from zun is going to be covering us. Now, in Shin Nun Hei, Hakol Nimshach Meshem Kel. Aluvush Nimshach Bilemala Meshem Kel. All this is coming Mekoach Kel. Again, the Kels are the place that Shtei Tapuchim Ma'ar Champin. That's what comes from. V'atam Yivar Lanu Arav Ech Nirmaz Aluvush Amalbush Nizkar B'Shem Kel. Now the Arizal is explaining to us, how is it that the Levush comes from the Shem Kel, and explains as follows. You have two Kels because you have two Tapuchim, you have two sides of the Panim, the Ar Rampim. Now the way you spell it is Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Mem Dalet. So Aleph Lamed Pei is 111 and Lamed Mem Dalet is 74. So together that makes 370. That's the Shin Ayin. And then you mitzarf the eight letters of Kel, which is the Pashut, and the Mali, that comes all together to eight letters. So all together you have, put that to the 370, so you have 378. 378 is the gematria of Levush, Malbush, I should say. And that's how we come out from the Levushim, come out from the word Kil. Now the Neshama comes into this world, and it comes already covered up with the Levush, which is called Eloka. Eloka Aleph Lamed Vav Hey. Now, The shem, the vush that we're speaking about over here, which is kel, which is the panim of al chamin, has to go to the lamed vav. Remember, it's Eloka, that's the name of levush. Aleph lamed vav ke. So the kel that we've been speaking about, which is the koch of that shefa, is going to flow to the lamed vav. What's the lamed vav represent? Lamed vav represents the zun, because the vav represents zah in all cases, and the hay always represents nukva. So if it will come out that if somebody makes a chet chaz v'shalom, which is so bad that his levush, his protective seal, is in the shama goes out, therefore in the morning when he says his bracha, that will be returned to him. Okay, so that's pshat over here about this bracha malbish arumim. So let's continue. Shekeneged habchinat hashniya nechlash malbusho. Now the other possible situation scenario is that you may fear, but the chet won't be so bad, so therefore you will not need a new levush, but rather a reinforcement of your existing levush. So the same process will happen, except that you will not need a complete levush, but rather a chizuk. Okay, so let's continue now on page Ein Chetz. Okay, so let's continue. Daf Ein Chetz again. Azra lelo lilbo shnei malbush miyacha besod inyan makinizka. So we're going to a new subject over here. The new subject is that you should not wear two malbushim together. V'dashi ein tov le'adam lilbo shnei malbushim biyachad. V'also ken kash le'shikra. To put two clothing at one time is kash le'shikra. Makes you forget. The sod davar hu ki hine malbush adam hu min hakedusha, because the clothing is representation, is a manifestation of kedusha. Ve'al di averot she adam ose gorem litbalesh liklipa, litlabesh biklipa. So a person by doing an avera is going to be wearing klipot. I'll explain what that means later on. V'yishta'achzu klipot b'malbushav. And also the klipot will the negative entities, negative experience will be attached to your clothing. V'hine amelvushim yesh ba'em b'chinat o makif mechutz la'em kenoda ki yesh o pinimi b'pifnim v'nechlal b'toch haguf v'amalbush tzulve v'taguf. So the clothing, you can look at it as an exterior light, what we call the or makif, and the panimi is the or panimi that's inside the goof. In the call levush of a levush, yes, begin at or makif. And every levush of an or makif, there's no better repellent to the klipot than the or makif. If you say you hold beklipat liyanek meachez beor makiv, because it's too strong the light for them. Lachen hem omdi b'chutz, therefore they stand outside. Lachen hu omed b'chutz, that's why it's outside. Ve'elo pachad min haklipot. That's why the or makiv can stand outside the goof and there's no pachad miklipot. Adarav, the klipot are afraid of the or makiv. Therefore, a person by putting two clothing together, one on top of the other, therefore the omakiv cannot get between the two clothing if you're putting one together. Lakiv ben kol levush levush, that is around each clothing separately. Therefore the klipot cannot be pushed away from that particular, between those two particular clothing. Because we know the forgetfulness only comes because of the klipot. Because zichra always comes with kedusha. Because there's no shikra in front of Hashem Yisbar Shemo. וכשאדם לובש מלבושיו כל פעם מלבושם צריך לזהר לקראת שני צידי המלבוש ביד ימין בצד שמאל. Let's just read a little bit of the Tiva Kavanot. Rather, instead we'll just summarize very quickly that the Yisod of Shikha comes because of the Klipot. So therefore, We know that the Or Makif is Madche the Klipot. So, but by you putting on two Malbushim one to the other, that will squeeze out, well, will not allow, I should say, the Or Makif to be Makif between the two clothing, therefore the Shikra will be found over there. Let's continue on Shin Ayin, on Ayin Chetz. As Rashi lo libosh nei malbush biyachad besod, sorry, my mistake. Oh, we're on page pay now. Now this is a new subject about how to put on clothing with a similar idea. Kasher adam lovesh malbushav, when a person puts on his clothing, bekol pam shelovusham tzarich lizael lishkachat shnei tzidei alovush biyad yemino bitzad yemin. So when a person putting on his clothing, it's according to Arizal that both sides of the clothes, for example, your shirt, both sides of your shirt should be placed in your right hand. V'akar yishar tzad yamino b'tzad yamino, v'akar yiten tzad smolo el alevush b'tzad smolo derech achor. So you're going to put the shirt behind your back. That means it's all in your right hand side. You're going to put your hand behind your back, and then your left hand will go around your back and grab the left hand side of that clothing that you're holding. V'ach kach yilbash tzad yamin shel bubush b'tzad yamino. You're going to put on your right hand first into the right sleeve. V'ach kach yilbash tzad smoli shel bubush b'tzad smol. You can put your left arm in your left sleeve. Tamid chaven lichlol akol b'yamin. You should always start with your mean. Everything should be included in your mean, in your right hand. V'ach yamin notnu el smol. So that's where it should always be. Always start with your right and go to your left. We'll see the same process also is true for shoes. So let's see the Tiva Kavanot in Shin Pei Zayim. Zerem esod ma shan ne'amar en shikra lifnei kisei kvodecha. Ta'ayinu kashishor kutusha ma'al Yisrael az nimsalem kisei kvodecha. Okay, Shin Pei Chet. הרב מברא עתה, הער צורת סדר לבוש בגדים, דבר זה שייך כל פעם לבוש בגדים, סדר לבוש באופן זה. א', שלוקח לבוש שלבושו צריך לקחת ביד ימינו את שני צידי הלבוש. You take the bag at both sides in the right hand side. ב', and it should be in the back of him. Now, אחר ישר צד ימינו של הבגד יד ימינו של אדם גימול אחר מכן ייקח את הצד שמאלי דל אחר ייבש את הבגד ימיני על של לבוש בצד ימיני של אדם היי אחר כך ייבש צד שמאל. אוקיי, שין פייטר. כוונת צריכים לכוון בעת לבישת בגדים היא באופן שבתחילה מקבל על ימין את הכל, וכן נותנים את השני צידי הלבוש ביד ימין את עצמו, ואחר כך, okay, just repeat the same thing. Okay, fine, now page K-A, הנה לבישת נעלים, how to put on your shoes. Now, כוונת נעלים, עניין לבישת נעלים, כבר ידעת זה מחלוקת שיש בסוד נעלתם, ומה שתקנו הפוסקים לצאת ידי המחלוקת. Now we know there's a machlok in the poskim how to put on shoes. V'hu yibash tchilat yimin v'lo yikashcho v'arka ne'alo smol v'yikashcho v'arka yikashcho tzad yamin. So the way you put on your right shoe without tying the shoelaces. Then you put on your left shoe and then you tie the shoelaces. And then you go back to your right shoe and you tie the shoelaces. Now, v'im ein kshurim benal, if there's no laces, now tchilat yamin, it's poshut, then you put on your right shoe and then you achakach small, shel small. V'hinei ma shetzarei lechaven bezehu. Now this is the kavanah you're supposed to have. Ki hinei ima ilai benalet b'man, excuse me, ha-menalet et ezun baneya. We know that Ima Ila'a puts on, means she's inside, she's malbush inside, she's meluvash inside Zam. Besod keneshi ya'ir kino al gozlav yirachef. Like a mother hovering above its children. Umesim otam toch kapav, and she puts them inside, she covers them. הנה מן המלבוש החיצון דאמא אלאה נקרא חשמל. We know the מלבוש, the exterior part of אמא, is called חשמל. כי כן חשמל גמטרא מלבוש, because the גמטרא of חשמל is מלבוש. זה המלבוש הוא מלביש מקיף את הזון, this is going to be encompassing all of זון. אל תתאב ותחשוב כי זו האור המקיף דזה. This is not the אור המקיף דזה. כי אף על פי שאור המקיף שלו הוא מן הבינה, even though the אור המקיף comes from בינה, אם כל זה הוא בחינת אור אחר, this is another אור. אך זה שאנו עוסקים בו הוא בחינת חיצוניות ולבוש דאמא, this is just the חיצוני דאמא, המלביש דזה בחינת לבוש בלבד. זה only בדרך מלבוש, not the אור המקיף. ולא בכלל אור מקיף. Okay, so let's see now the טיב הכוונות. זה סדר של הנעילת הנעלים קשרים של רק שרק לגבי המנעלים יש להם קשירה, אבל המנעלים שאין להם קשירה לא שם תחילה מנעל ימין שמאל. So okay, I'm just looking for what he said, he's saying extra that we haven't said already. Okay, basically we've covered that. Okay, so let's continue in our pirush over here. On that pei gimel, v'tam levush aze hu. Zibad ma shenoda lecha she'en koach b'chitzoniyut lehitachez ela bezun belvad. We know that the chitzonim cannot get to ima, but rather only to zun. Aval lo be'ima she'lemal mezun, not on top of zun. לכן כדי שלא יוכל החיצונית להיאחז בהם, הנה אמא מגינה עליה מפסקת בינם לבין החיצונים, על ידי זה החשמל המכסה עליהם אשר אורו מועץ מאוד מין או זון. So the reason why Ima is, like we said, like a mother covering over the children in order to protect Zon from the Chitzonim, because they are afraid of her. They're afraid of her. Now he says, the Tiv says, זה הלבוש של אמא הוא אור מועט מאוד בערך אור של Zon, כנפרש תקב לאדם. אמנם, סדר אריזה, אמנם, מסיבת היותו נמשך מן האמא הילאה, אף הפי שאור המועט, אינו יכולים לאחז בו חיצוני כנזכר. So again, that's the first reason why this is happening, the אמא is coming around Zah in order to protect Zah from the חיצוני. וגם, he says in פי דלת, וגם מסיבה אחרת, כי אביות זה החשמל מפסיק ואינו יכולים לאחז בהם, כי הנה הם שם הקליפות יהיו בין אור פנימי לאור המקיף. As we said before, and they place themselves underneath the אור המקיף in order to get to אור פנימי וחיצונים. לפי שכבר ביארתי לך שאין אריך מלביש לעתיק, ואבא, לפי שכבר ביארתי לך איך אריך מלביש לעתיק, ואבא ואמא מלבישים אריך לעמפים, וזו המביש מאבא ואמא, ונמצא כי בחינת אור פנימי, הנה אור פנימי דעתיק, הוא יותר פנימי מכולם, ואור פנימי דנוגבד זה, הוא יותר חיצון מכולם. So let's see the כתיב הכוונות, אין כף חץ. יש נסיבת נוספת מפני מה המלבוש על החשמל שומר ומגין על הזון מן החיצונים הקליפות, והוא מכיוון שחשמל הוא לבוש אב. Now because we have a לבוש אב, the חשמל is a very thick covering, והביות הזו מהווה הפסק בין אור הזך דזון לבין חיצונים דקלי. Because the aviut will make a hefsek between the or zach the zon lebel chitzonim ve'akali, will make a difference, a gap I should say, a big mechitza between zon and the chitzonim ve'enam yicholim me'achiz b'hem machamat zu a hefsek de levush de'ima אין כוח חיצוניים להנק מהורות הזכים לזה. Because of this hefzik, which is caused due to the levush of the ima, the חיצוניים will not be able to get the zon. ואתה ממשיך הרב לבאר איך הוא מושב הקליפות. Where is the מושב הקליפות? מאיך המקום מקדם לבוש חשמל? Where is the לבוש חשמל? הוא שומע מהגימה החיזד לנקר הקליפות. And he says, that the Moshav the Klipot to Be'emza, Ben Shnei Orot Panim Makiv, where exactly are the Klipot between the Or Makiv or Panim Yavza? Mebechzar the Erz Eloka, Nishlamah Upanim Mikulam, Ve'alia Mabush Aguf, Val Aguf Malbish Megadim, Lachen, Kivyoko, Lamze, Ader Rule, Mal, Besod, Itlabashut, Patsufim, Shayotem, Uleu Panim. והפחות ממנו משמש לחוץ בכלל מלבוש באופן שחוט האינסוף הוא פנים ביותר ועלי המלבוש של האדם קדמון מלבוש של עתיק יומים which is going to be on top of them עריך אבא ואמא זה בקיצור, what is he saying? You have to look at all these pasufin as the marshal always give the cylinders one inside the other. So the more panini you go, the stronger the or is. So you start with the or maki, the or panini, which is called the ensof around this atik, Adam Kadmon, atik, ari, rabba, v'ima, and zun will all be going around it, and the last one obviously is a nukva, and she is similar to clothing which is on top of a person. So in the person you have is the neshama, then you have the guf, and the luvushim, which is also protective, covering over the neshama. V'chein adar zeh, yesh malbishim al gebe malbishim, you can have a cloth on top of the clothing. Ba'ofen shekol b'chinat elyona u'pinimi nikra be'erchi neshama, therefore every internal clothing is called neshama, compared to the exterior clothing, which is called a levush. And then he says in Od Lamed Bet, Arab matchil kan lidaber rak matchil ot olam atzilut v'lo lemala misham. V'chein lo hezkir at inyan chutz shel ensof adam kamon shel lemala me'olam atzilut v'apartsuf ha'pinimi shekol ha'pinimi shel atzilut hu partsuf ha'rishon nikra atik. Hu madrega rishon, and then we're going to go further downwards. Okay. Then the last one, Lamed Gimel, he says, "Oh, penim shel anug dezam, shehi partsuf yoter muad mikol partsuf hatzilut, umadim bechutz lekulam, ve'hi malbeshet et partsuf hatzilut, ve'arei malbeshet et dezam, ve'zam malbishet da'aba, and so on and so forth." Again, I always try to scan these and try to see what exactly, any chidushim, I don't see. Most of the time, he's not mechadosh anything. Very simple repetition of the words. Okay, let's continue on page Pei Hey. Omnam b'chinat ha'orot ha'makifim hu lehefech. When you come into the sugya of makifim, it's actually the opposite. Ki ha'or makif nukva dezah. When you come, again, you're going to have two parshas, or penim or makif. Now, when it comes to the or makif of nukva dezah, hu yoter samuch v'karov ilo or penimi, shel nukva atzmo v'alav makiv or zah. So you're going to have the or penimi, which is going to be the or makiv. The first or makiv we're going to be introduced to is of nukva. On top of that, you're going to have the or makiv of zah. Ad shenimsa ki makiv da'atir kuchitzo mikulam or makiv v'akulam v'kulam em betocho makifim nimenu. And actually, so the makif is actually the opposite. So in, when we're talking about the opinimi, the one which is the more interior, or is the more spiritual light, that means it's the highest degree of light that we have. When you come to the or makif, it actually acts the opposite. The or makif, the strongest or makif that we have is on the exterior part. So let's read the or, the tiv kavana on this. On Ot Lamed Hey, Ma'od Makiv Em Omdim Seder Bifnei Atzmo Em Enem Mitarvim Im Or Papinimim Ach Gam Orot Makifim Omdim Acha Echal Gebe Reu VeKol Or Makif Misafem Kutz Adam Sivnusam Zeshom Makif Achem Zesh Tidran Efem Zemakif. So I'm just skipping a little bit over here. He says at the end of the page, he says v'zeh'or, just over the second column, v'zeh'or makif shel malchut omed makif al gebe'or malchut. So the or makif of the malchut is on top of the or makif, the or penimi of the malchut. שארי אחש לכל אורות פנימיים מסתיימים על המתלבש, אז מחוץ להם מתחיל לבוש אור המקיפים. אוקיי, למד וב, עד שנמצא מקיף דעתי כול חיצון מכולם. כיוון שהאורות מקיפים, מקיפים על אורות פנימיים, נמצא שמקיף דמלכות הוא לבד סמוך וקרוב אל האור הפנימי של המלכות בגופה. והוא מקיף יותר קטן שיש, ואין שום הפסק שלא יכולים... Okay, so we're gonna skip this because I think he's just repeating himself over and over again. I'm not quite sure what he's trying to prove over here. Okay, so that is the vault of the Or Makif. Let's go weiter. In Ot Lamed in page Peh. I mean Peh Vav. The Tala Davahu, lefi shekivan she Or Makif shel Atik hu gadol mikulam, lachen ein kuar b'shum or acher lesovevo lesovlo b'tocho v'labisho. So therefore, since Atik is the greatest, therefore, he has to be on the outside. There's nothing that could be Malbishim. V'chen nishar mechutz mikula. V'chen adel ze b'sha'a or makifim. Ki gadol mechavro omed chutz mimenu makifo. That's why we find that it's on the exterior part because it's too strong. Okay, all this was actually to explain to us the secret of putting on shoes. Nachso atar inyanenu. Ine. הקליפות הם עומדים באמצע בין אור מקיף לאור פנימי פניהם אל נוכח אור פנימי ואחוריהם של אור מקיף לפי שאין בהם כוח להסתכל להתאחז באור מקיף. So what are we finding here? That the קליפות are between the אור פנימי and the אור מקיף. Now, they are facing the Or Panim and the Or, they're not facing the Or Makiv because we know that the Or Makiv is much too great for them. And then he says, the Ariza continues, Venimsa, ki makom haklipotu mamash be'emsa ben Or Panimi nugva dezampin. As we said, they're between each one of them. I'll just read you out here what he says by the Tiv in Ot Nun. Achein af al pi sheyeshnam lekali nechazim v'nuk tezah v'zah atzmo. Ein kavano shekali omdim al yedei zeh ampin chazeh shalom. Ela omdim al yedei nukva. So what are the klipot doing there? Isn't zah too strong for them? The answer is that the older achiza, entire achiza of the klipot is by nukva deza. Not ve'en kavanah shekalim omdim al yedei zeh ampin chazeh shalom, ela emdum al yedei nukva deza, because the old kium is by nukva deza. Ve'kol yinikatam min hazah hu rak be'emtzot nukva deza shemakom al midatam, ach b'shum panim eino yonkim lehedya min hazah, because they're not yonkim min hazah whatsoever. ואתם שחוצים יורקים רק ממלכות דייקה, הוא משום החיצונים הקליפות קרובים אל הנוקבה. And the reason why they're so attached to נוקבה, because נוקבה is the lowest part, she's the מלכות, יותר ממה שהם קרובים אל זה. She's the closest to the קליפות, שהרי אורות מלכות מפסיקים בין החיצונית לבין אורות של זה, לכן החיצוניים אינם יכולים להיות קרובים על זה וכל קרובתם היא אל מלכות שהרי הם ממש מוכים לאורות מלכות ומשום כך הם יונקים למלכות יותר ממה שהם יונקים לזה. That's why the yonik from nukva and not zav. Hagam so Hagam the Ariza says they are yonik from zav, but it's only via nukva because they're that's their kenisa. And I suppose this means that they're only yearning just a little bit. Okay, so that we're going to have to stop it here. We just run out of time.